Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
It is awesome to have Mark Spears back, our at Mark J. Spears. Make sure you follow him, senior NBA writer for the undefeated Bay Area Zone. He's got a great piece up on Malcolm Brogdon right now, and we're going to talk to him a ton about the NBA, the Warriors, and just everything in general. He joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. What's happening, Mark? It's great to have you back. How are you?
Man, I need that voiceover guy with me wherever I go, man. Like, he makes me feel good about myself, baby. He can start. That man just got me international.
That's right, man.
All right, man. Next time I go in there, let me meet this cat. Like, I like him.
It would be cool to have someone narrating everything you do like a movie, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Guess who just walked in the door? It's Mark Spears. He's like, yeah, let's go.
You know what I'm saying? That's awesome, man.
What's up, Marky? I missed you, brother. How you been?
Man, how you doing, brother? Hey, man, you good at your job, man. I listened to you the other day. You good at your job, man.
So are you.
I enjoy
right back
listening
at you.
To you so much. I mean, you're especially during games, man. You break it down. You're fun.
I know you're a huge Raider fan.
I know I'm. You know, kissing your ass and everything. No. But
it's all right. We allow that. We encourage ass kissing. We like it.
No, you're. I really enjoy you, especially on this level. So, thanks for what you brought to the Bay.
No, absolutely. And you know, we've gone back years and years and years, and I'm right back at you. We're so thrilled. John and I are just thrilled to have you on a weekly now. We want to get to it. So. You know, you wrote about Clay coming back recently, and just where do you think he's at overall? I mean, the team has slid a little bit back. It wasn't a good road trip. They go to Chicago and played so well. They lost 3 out of 4. The Draymond injury is concerning, but just isolating on what you're seeing from Clay, I think he's changed offensively the way he's dribble driving more. Does he have the full movement skill defensively? I mean, it's just, you know, a couple games back after two horrible injuries. But what have you seen from Clay, Mark?
You know, it's been hit and miss. And obviously the first game, he was absolutely amazing. I think there was a lot of adrenaline there, a lot of excitement there that, I mean, he certainly lived to the, like, almost like Disney movie kind of theme that he had that day, right? And since then, it's, you know, been great here and not so much here. And, I kind of wonder if it would have been better to just bring him off the bench and – those kind of decisions are tough because you're dealing with a guy who's an all-star, who's going to have his jersey hanging from the arena, you know, who's going to be in a Hall of Fame, who'll be a top 100 player one day. But right now, I wonder if he'd be better off the bench, you know, because Poole's playing seems to be better as a starter. I mean, that's not to say that as Clay ramps things up, it's not, you know, he's not going to be a starter, but right now I kind of feel like he'd be better suited coming off the bench with the second unit and give him, you know, his offensive freedom because I could tell he wants to be aggressive, but it seems like it's throwing off the starters a little bit.
That's a great point. Mark Spears is joining us back on KNBR. It's Pop and Lund here on the Sports Leader. And it would seem to me, and I was just thinking of this as you were making those comments, certain superstars, there's just no way. You're just, you know, back in the day, what was it, Carmelo with OKC, and he's like, off the bench, what are you talking about? Like, but Clay's not that way. I mean, wouldn't Clay be the type of guy to say, hey, whatever's best for the team for now, and I'll work my way back?
I would think so.
But who knows? Maybe not.
These stars have egos, man. You know? Behind the scenes, you don't know, right?
Yeah.
No, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now. You just popped out there for a second.
You said these stars have egos. You said that.
Yeah, stars have egos, so I would like to think it's that way. And, I love Clay and known him since he showed up. You know, I went to Oakland Grill when he just worked out for the Warriors before they even drafted him. And he's certainly been appreciative and humble, but he's a superstar. And I also remember, you guys will laugh at this, when I remember Clay asking me, he's like, you know, when is my jersey going to be sold in the stores? Like, when they going to start wearing my jersey? You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I'm not saying that there's an ego issue there or anything like that, but he's just too big of an icon to perhaps to do that with. I mean, maybe he has to say it himself if it continues to be a tough fit for the starters, right? But I think it's different than Carmelo because this isn't like a career-altering change. I think it's a potential change until he's able to ramp up for bigger minutes. But ultimately, Steve might be like, look, he's going to end up being a starter anyway, so we might as well get used to it now.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I also think it's easier for him to get warm to come into the games. I bet it's a Steve thing and a Clay thing, but it's also a Dr. Rick Celebrini thing where, you know, and he does go ride the bike. He's in for the first four or five to start the game, then the last four or five of the half. So I think it's just more of a body thing. But since you go by the greatest thing about Mark, and I think people that have read him over the years or heard him on Bay Area airwaves, is you know the game inside and out, but the players really trust you, and you have a great relationship with just about all of them. How much have you watched Clay change from when you were hanging out at the Oakland Grill with him? To me, he was shy and introverted, and he still likes to keep his way, but he's different on social media. Just the way you've watched him evolve from his rookie year, Mark, to the guy that we're seeing right now, how much has he changed?
You know what? I think he just appreciates that the game of basketball, being in the NBA, and knowing that now that this isn't forever. You know, there's been some interesting days in recent weeks where – you know, I've interviewed the likes of, like, Joe Johnson, right, and Mario Chalmers. And you're talking about guys that were in the NBA at, like, a really, really, like, high elite level. Like, Joe Johnson was an all-star. Mario Chalmers was an NBA champion. And now it's gone, right? And then they get it back, albeit temporarily. And I'm, like, asking them, like, what do you miss? And they're like, man, I miss the bus. I miss, you know, just being with the guys, being in the plane, and it's not just basketball stuff. I think you realize that you're really blessed to be in this opportunity and have it taken away. Like, I think Clay is seeing something that, you know, stars don't see until it's over. Like, he's got an idea now on what it's like when his career is going to be over and realize that there has to be more to his life than, you know, basketball and his dog, right?
Rocco! So I think, you know, love our Rocco.
Yeah, he's an Orange County kid, and he put a lot of thinking energy into, you know, getting in the boat. And I also noticed one of the first times I talked to him after he got his initial injury, he seemed more appreciative of just, like, talking to a media person like myself. He mentioned the Oakland Grill thing and how he known me since he walked here. And so I think he probably has a deeper appreciation for the day-to-day of being an NBA player, knowing that career is shorter than you truly think it is.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did. Then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me. because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Knowing Mark's, now, at least.
Yeah. Mark Spears is back with us. And again, at Mark J. Spears, if you're not following him, you're doing it wrong. The Undefeated, great latest piece on Malcolm Brogdon. Let me go to Jonathan Kuminga for a minute, just because we don't know a ton, but I just know this, that against the Bulls in 26 minutes, he had 25 points. He's getting some run, obviously. He got 33 minutes against the T-Wolves, had 19. He's really young, but defensively he can guard a lot of positions. Offensively, the shot's coming around. He's going to get an opportunity without Draymond. What have you seen from him, and not only a long-term prognosis, but short-term? Because right now with the injury to Draymond, they need this kid. Mm-hmm.
Man, I love him. I love him. And, I loved him before. I watched him play in the G League last year. And, you know, I was primarily watching to watch Jalen Green. But the more I saw him, I'm like, dang, this kid's athletic. He can shoot. There's really nothing he could do. But yet he's still kind of raw. And there's just so much growth that he could have in his game. I really believe before the draft that he was a superstar in the making. And, this moment where he's going to get this extra time with Draymond being out, and I did, text with Draymond yesterday, I think is going to accelerate his process and make him a factor in the postseason. He's going to be a guy that I think there are going to be games in the postseason where he's going to come in with the bench and really give this team a lift. You guys know Steve. He don't like playing young guys, right? He's forced to play this kid because he's just too talented, too athletic, and just too skilled and gifted. He is going to be a godsend for the Warriors for many years to come.
Yeah, Nelly said that until he got Mitch Richmond, and then he decided he's the best player on the team. I'm going to play that guy. And Kuminga, I'm not saying he's Mitch, but he's the modern player. They got on him a little bit about running the court in the G League, but no doubt.
He might be what you wanted Billy Owens to be.
Yeah, without question. And Billy just didn't bring it every night. Since you were texting with Draymond and you're tight with Draymond, what is going on with him? He got off to such a great start this year. He's not drinking as much. And, his young son on the sideline with Eric Housen, just a level to his game. I think he was arguably playing better than he's played at any point in his career. And he's a former Defensive Player of the Year and a three-time champion. And the very night Clay comes back on Jan 9 on that Sunday night, he goes out to warm up, but he's got a calf injury. Okay, calf injury.
Yeah.
Now it's into the back here, and they're saying he's going to be out a couple of weeks. What's going on with Draymond?
Yeah, I texted with him yesterday, and his hope last week was that he actually initially thought he could be back for the end of that road trip. Obviously, it didn't happen, and they found a back thing, which is certainly at, this stage of his career, very scary and concerning. But he said that his calf has loosened up tremendously. It's getting better every day. And he didn't really mention the back when we text, but he feels like that two-week timeline is a real timeline for him and that he will be back. And, perhaps he needs a little break, too. He'll get another one when the All-Star break comes up in about a month. But he was certainly playing at a Defensive Player of the Year level. But those back injuries, man, you've seen it with, like, Kiki Vanderway and Larry Bird. Like, anytime you hear a back injury, or especially with a nerve, it's a scary deal. So hopefully it's something that comes and goes. But I'm definitely keeping it on the radar.
The great Mark Spears is joining us. He's back on KNBR. It's Pop and Lund here on the Sports Leader. Man, it's a good day for Oakland. I just saw where Marcus Thompson was named California Sports Writer of the Year. Our friend Kendra Andrews is joining ESPN, and Malika is already there. I mean, that's a pretty good day for Oakland, huh?
Well, shoot, you broke the Marcus news to me, man. That's my little brother, man.
Yep.
I love him. He's amazing at what he does. He's definitely one of the main voices in Bay Area history. And I remember when he first started covering the Warriors, he wasn't getting help from the previous guy. I'll just say that. Story for another day. And you guys can figure that one out. So I'm like, Marcus, here's the hotels you got to stay at. Here's where you rent a car. Here's where you don't rent a car. You know, like kind of, here's the salaries of your team. Now, I'm competitive. I ain't give them the whole league. I gave them the Warriors, you know what I mean? But, no, he's grown into a superstar. He is who he is, him. He, you know, he's not going to be anybody else but him. But he's, you know, he's Oakland's own. And just a beautiful person, man. I had a time in the bubble where I went through a little tough moment, and he sent me a card, man. Just kind of like checking on me, make sure I was good. And so I love him, and that's great news. I'm glad to hear that, and he should probably get it every year the way he writes.
Yeah, without a doubt. He visited with us every couple of weeks, so we're so glad to have you on with us as well. So I know you're a huge Raider fan, and now they're in Vegas.
No, I'm not.
You're done? You're done with them now?
Man, you knew that. You knew I was done.
Yeah, but people say that, and then they're not really.
No,
done.
Man.
The moment they left for Vegas, you're done?
Hey, Jesus would have to be at the game for me to go.
Wow. Well, that's probably not going to happen with Mark Davis. I don't know. So my point is, are you a Niners fan?
There'll be somebody else there instead.
Yeah.
Are
you a Niners fan now that the Raiders are dead
to
you?
Al Guido is my guy. I'm supportive. I'm getting there. You know, my family wants me to love the Saints. You know what it is, Pop, and I think you can get this. When you love the team so much and they broke your heart twice and you really know the truth about how they wanted to be gone for a long time, you know, me and you will have a nice conversation. I know where all the bodies are buried and a lot of the truth. That it's hard to fall in love with another team again. But, I do wish the Niners the best. I'm glad that the Bay is happy and it's making money. And I truly don't understand why the local media, especially our local news people, want to keep talking about a team that's decided to leave for a second time. Do they talk about the Warriors in Philadelphia?
Well, that was 1962, Mark. That was 62. That was a few decades ago.
But do they talk about the baseball Giants in San Francisco? I mean, in New York, right? Like, no, they left.
Well, there's I hear you.
I just don't like being in battered relationships. You know what I mean? Like,
I hear you, brother.
God bless the people that decided to stick around and, you know, keep getting their heart broken.
You're the best, man. This is why it's great to have you on, man. Mark Spears is back. It's awesome to have you, man. We're already looking forward to the next time. Thanks as always, brother. It was great.
You know, and then I live in Oakland, so now I got to watch my back, you know.
Lock your doors, man.
They'll probably come up short just like the team has for several decades now.
Oh. On fire, man. On fire. That's awesome, man.
Good to hear your voice, my friend. Let's get in touch. Yep, let's hook up.
All right, love you, man. Love y'all.
Oh, he's the best. He is the best.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.